Good afternoon. I'm glad you are here. The title of my presentation is Efficacy of Arthrobotic Dactyloids, Dactylaria bucopaga, Fusarium oxysporum, and Paesilomyces lilacinus for the biocontrol of the reniform nematode Rotulencus reniformis. Rotulencus reniformis is a serious problem in the cotton production in the United States, especially in the states of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, where 8.59 and 5% of the total cotton production is lost due to this nematode. There is an economic need to reduce the impact of this nematode in the cotton crops, and new management options need to be explored, such as biological control. Current management is based on the use of nematicides such as aldicarb, oxamil, 1,3-dichloropropene, avermectin, and thiodicarb. Also, crop rotation with corn, peanut, rice, sorghum, and resistant cultivars of soybean. Until the present, there is no resistant cultivar to Rotulencus reniformis. Previous studies on biological control of the reniform nematode report isolates of Pouconia chlamydospora, reducing number of Rotulencus reniformis by up to 77% on cotton crops. Also, an unidentified isolate of a fungus called Arkansas fungus is reported parasitizing eggs between 17 and 21%. Also, bacteria isolates of Pseudomonas fluorescens has been reported in India, suppressing populations of reniform nematode by up to 70%. Paesilomyces lilacinus has been reported reducing numbers of eggs of the reniform nematode. Arthrographis, Pseudobilharda, and Fusarium equiseti has been reported affecting the development of the reniform nematode. And last year, we got isolates of Arthrobotis dactyloids, Dactylaria bucopaga, Fusarium oxysporum, and Paesilomyces lilacinus from reniform nematode in Alabama cotton crops and in Auburn University greenhouse cotton plants. If we see the life cycle of the reniform nematode, we notice that the eggs are laid outside the root, then the nematode go through three juvenile stages that are outside the root, and also when the female start feeding from the root, two-thirds of the body is outside the root. So this let us formulate our hypothesis that says that in the different developmental stages of the Rotulencus reniformis are outside the cotton root. So that makes them sensitive to a wide spectrum or a specialized antagonized fungi. This presentation we're gonna see here is part of a whole project on biocontrol of reniform nematodes. So we have been isolating the fungi, we have been identifying the fungi by morphological and molecular ways. But we are going to see here just biological control evaluation under greenhouse conditions. Our objective is to evaluate the biocontrol potential of the fungi we isolate. We have three isolates of Arthrobotis dactyloids, Dactylaria bucopaga, Fusarium oxysporum, and Paesilomyces lilacinus. So to start this project, we isolate some fungi from the reniform nematode, but we just select six isolates because they have been reported being pathogenic to other nematodes. So we have three isolates of Arthrobotis dactyloids from Baldwin and Henry County and from Auburn University greenhouse cotton plants. We got an isolate of Dactylaria bucopaga from Henry County, and Fusarium oxysporum and Paesilomyces lilacinus from the greenhouse cotton plants. Our experimental design was a randomized complete block design with five replications, and the entire experiment was conducted twice. We have a total of 960 experimental units. The factorial treatment design, we used two types of soil, autoclave and natural soil. The six fungal isolates I mentioned before, and when the nematode was present, or absent, and three type of carrier, fungal carrier, that were oat, wheat, and cornmeal. The treatments were arranged in this way. From 1 to 6, we have our 6 fungal isolates, and we use 2 type of control. The control with the carrier without the fungi to see if the carrier has any effect on the cotton plants, and the absolute control that was without carrier and without fungi. We test this in autoclave soil to see how to give an advantage to the fungi to control the Reniform nematode. And we also test without the Reniform nematode to see if this fungi has any effect on the cotton plant. We also evaluate these 8 treatments on natural soil to see how these fungi are competing with other microorganisms in the natural soil. So we start culturing the fungi. As I mentioned before, we use 3 different fungal carriers, that was wheat, oat, and cornmeal. And we grow these fungi for 30 days at 80 degrees Fahrenheit. After that, we inoculate the pots with 1% of inoculum level. And the treatments with Reniform nematode, we inoculate with 3,000 juveniles per pot. After 60 days, we record a plant height, fresh and dry shoot and root weight, number of Reniform in soil, and number of eggs and juveniles in roots. As a result, here in this graph, you see the shoot mass in grams, and the 2 types of soil, autoclave and natural soil, with the 3 different carriers. So for shoot mass, we didn't have any effect of the fungal carriers in the 2 types of soil. For root mass, we noticed that we have here autoclave and natural soil, and in each soil with nematode and without the nematode. We notice here that in natural soil, root mass was higher than in autoclave soil. And also we notice an effect in the oat carrier, because these plants, when the nematode was present, has higher root mass than the other 2 carriers. Also, plant height, we have plant height, the same autoclave and natural soil when nematode was present and when nematode was absent. We got that plants in natural soil were taller, and when the nematode was present in natural soil, the plants were shorter than when the nematode was absent. Here is the part that we are more interested. Here we got autoclave and natural soil. We have here our 2 fungal carriers. We compare our 6 isolates with the 2 controls. And we got that in autoclave soil, all the 6 fungal isolates reduced the population of the Reniform nematode. And in natural soil, just 2 isolates reduced the Reniform nematode numbers. That was Archibotis dactyloides from Batwin and Fusarium oxysporum. These counts are expressed on 150 cubic centimeters. In Reniform nematode in roots, we notice that there is an effect of the carrier in the population of the nematodes, because there were no differences when we compare with the carrier control. But what we can say here is that Fusarium oxysporum and Paracelomyces lilacinus are controlling the eggs of the Reniform nematode. In natural soil, none of these 6 isolates control the number of eggs in the roots. As a conclusion, we got that wheat, oat, or cornmeal as carriers of the fungi doesn't affect the plant shoot mass and in present or absent of the Reniform nematode. When the nematode was present, the oat carrier has an increasing effect in root mass in the 2 types of soil. In natural soil, plants were taller and with higher root mass than in the autoclave soil. Also, plant height and root mass were reduced by the nematode damage in the natural soil. In the autoclave soil, soil competitors were eliminated, permitting that the six fungal isolates reduce the population of the Reniform nematode to half. In natural soil, Arthrobotis dactyloides from greenhouse, from Henry, Dactylorhabda copaga, and Pisolomyces lindacinus did not reduce the Reniform population. This suggests that even these fungi attack the Reniform nematode in autoclave soil, they are weak competitors in natural soil. In contrast, we have that Fusarium oxysporum and Arthrobotis dactyloides from Badwin reduce Reniform populations in both types of soil. This makes them good candidates for biocontrol, as a biocontrol agent. Fusarium oxysporum and Pisolomyces lindacinus reduce the number of juveniles and eggs in the autoclave soil, but not in natural soil. This confirmed previous reports of Pisolomyces lindacinus reducing numbers of Reniform nematode and of Fusarium oxysporum destructing eggs of Heterodera glycines in soybean fields. None of these six isolates show nematode control in natural soil. Also, more studies are needed on the biology of these fungi have to be conducted, because all fungal strains show to be pathogenic to the Reniform nematode, but at the same time, low ability to compete with other microorganisms in the soil. Improving formulation process is a key factor in the fungi when fungi is released to natural soil. The carrier has to give an advantage to the nematophagous fungi to be successful in the soil competition and reduce the numbers of Reniform nematode. Also, it's important to mix different fungal strains with different mode of action to improve the control of the Reniform nematode in different life stages. Thank you. And any question?
Yeah, go ahead and give questions. Ask for questions.
Any question you got? The other.
Do you think there's any problems with your culturing these on an artificial medium that will have any impact on the organism's pathogenicity to nematodes? Do you think that's any possibility?
If there is any effect of the artificial media, I culture the fungi on the control.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this media I tried, these three carriers are maybe universal for different fungi in the soil. So when we release these seeds in the soil, not just our fungi is gonna feed from those seeds. All many fungi from the soil are gonna feed them. So we need to find a more specific artificial media that give an advantage to our fungi to compete with other soils. That be specific just for our fungi and give an advantage to compete with other microorganisms.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Okay. All right, that's all the time we have. I appreciate that.
One more.
I'm sorry. We've got to move on.
Catch you.
Catch you later. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, the next speaker is going to be, thank you.